freaky, freaky.
Yeah, that one. So there was this one part where you were definitely dancing on heels, and you were in heels. And like this one dance move, you go down and up. You're like on springs, but you're literally on heels. How do you get that bounce?
I like how you say that.
Mujevale, Mujevale, Mujevale. My name is Barney Kibuka, and welcome to another episode of the Ugandan Ball Talk Show. So I actually meant to start with just asking, Obulambugambach, how is life?
Life is good.
Yeah.
I can't complain. Life is good. How's life?
My life is good. I can't complain either. Actually, you're lucky. You're the first person who has talked to me now as an American. I just got my citizenship today, so yeah, I would say it's not bad. Yeah,
I'm honored.
But yeah, I've wanted to have you on the podcast for a long time, Ochochimani. Like, I've always been reaching out. I think we had one scheduled, and I think I had to reschedule, or you had to reschedule. I don't remember. I don't know if it was me.
Yeah, it was both. The first one, it was you, then me, then, yeah, finally we're here.
But yeah, finally I got you on a podcast. I'm excited. So recently I've started doing this podcast of like, actually, like how you told me you were nervous. I just like want to have a conversation. That's why I don't start any like official way to threaten somebody. Omanyi some podcast on Montu Ainzo Kule, Taku Nasuka Kola's intro. Whoa, we're not going to call it. But I just want to have. I just want to dive right in and just have a conversation. And I know I didn't send you anything. Those who are listening, I didn't send her anything. So the conversation we're going to have,
nothing.
We're going to just...
Actually, thought right. It was, but uh-huh. You didn't send me anything.
Yep, and that's what I do. It's not by accident. I usually don't send anything to people. But first, tell me your name. How do you pronounce your name?
Okay, my name is Joldin Ann Onyenze.
Joldin Ann Onyenze. I'm going to address you as Joldin because that's the name I'm familiar with from Instagram. So yeah, That's what we're going to go with. So Joldin today joins us on the podcast. She's a choreographer, a music lover, Bulichimu, Biona, even that, what I don't know, she's going to tell us today. So we're going to be talking about her life. We're going to talk about music. We're going to talk about dance. We're going to talk about anything that is going to come up. But we're going to start with choreograph. But before we go into that, I hosted Ewell Brenda on the podcast.
Yeah.
And actually, she is the person who recommended you to be a guest on my podcast. How do you know Brenda? She called you a sister. So let's start from there.
Okay. How do I know Brenda? First off, thank you for the recommendation, sis. Love you. How do I know Brenda? I've known Brenda since my form one, so I would literally say it's 12 or 13. Okay, I'm not really counting. Since my form one, we have been together, dancing together. We went to the same school for 6 years, mm-hmm. Same schools for 6 years. And I think the thing that we had in common was we both loved dancing so much. And the icing, the cherry on it, was we both fell in love with, like, the heels dance, mm-hmm. Yes? The heels to dance. And I think that's why our bond became stronger. And after leaving, you know, secondary school into dance as a profession itself, yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad you touched on a few things that she also talked about when she was here. And one of the things was, like, she calls herself the heels. Actually, I won't say she calls herself. She is a heels dance guru. Actually, both of you are heels dance guru. And the other thing, you like to use the word cherry on top of the... Because even the recent video you've done, which we're going to talk about later, the caption had something to do with the cherry on top of...
Ooh! You were lucky! Okay! Coincidence, I promise.
You know, when you're gonna host somebody, I don't know what other people do, But when I'm going to host somebody on the podcast, I want to be in a position where I have something to talk about. I have something I know about the person. But not only that, ever since I followed you on Instagram, like I'm the person who reads captions and focus on that. So when something comes back, I was like, I've seen that somewhere. I've seen this somewhere. So it comes back and I pay attention to details, I would say that. So
I love that.
Yeah, so Brenda, and then you guys formed Flickers Uganda. She talked about the whole process, how you guys formed Flickers Uganda. So when you finished school, on your side, like the side of your story, like how did that come about for you to make the decision? Like, okay, now let's make Flickers UG and start this dancing group.
Okay, so I think those, please, if you haven't watched her session, her recording, please do go and watch Will's session with Basha. So me and Sis left after Form 6. We had this friend of ours. Her name is Joy, and she was into music. So at that time, she's looking for dancers, you know, to accompany her art. So after that whole process of her figuring her out herself, she's like, okay, Jordan and Brenda, you guys used to do that, you used to dance in school, why don't you guys join me on my thing, on my journey? So yeah, it started as a joke. We were just, because it was just a fun thing, we weren't being paid, we weren't doing anything for clout, it was just fun, really. At that point, we weren't a group. We weren't like Flickers.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just Brenda, Jolden, and Joy. And then there was Hope. Then a girl called Pinky. Yeah.
Pinky Omuyembe.
Yeah.
Pinky Omuyembe. The
one. No. No. Oh my God, no.
Okay.
But yes, Devaz, she is a model. Now I don't know what happened to her. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I should check on her. But yeah, with Pinky. So we do our thing, and after a while we realize, okay, we are good as a group. Why don't we kind of make this an official thing? A dance group. Yeah. Time goes by, and then the two girls, that's Hope and Pinky, take different walks in life, right? Leaving me and Brenda.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when they left me and Brenda, at that point, we actually hadn't realized that we were into dance, into the heels, stiletto kind of dancing. It's until the other two left us that we were like, okay, we love seeing ladies do this dance thing and, you know, in heels. Why don't we try that out? Why don't we challenge ourselves?
Had you just seen that, like, on movie? Like, where did you see that when ladies are dancing on heels? Was it like a music videos or somewhere?
No. It was we chanced videos on Instagram. I don't quite remember where, but I think it was Instagram and YouTube. That's where we chanced a lady called Bulex at the time, and then after that we she had a choreography she had done a choreography to a song called by Beyonce. Yeah, so at that point we were like, okay, this girl is sexy as hell and she is doing this thing, feels why don't we teach ourselves, okay, try and figure out what her moves are and then teach ourselves and, you know, do the thing. I mean, we did that and the rest is history.
Yeah.
You have right now.
That is crazy that you guys taught yourself from scratch or something that you just saw. And I like to tell people, like, when we talk about something, I like to give some listeners, like, something to think about. Because, like, even me, like, I taught myself to do a podcast. It's something I just saw. I enjoyed listening to podcasts, like, of other people. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do a podcast, my own. Like, I know there's a lot of podcasts that do different things. There's a lot of, but I was like, yeah, you know what? I'll just do my thing, just sit down with people and talk about life, talk about their lives. And like, here you are too, just saw a video on Instagram, YouTube, and they're like, why don't we try this? And then we started. So there's a lot of things out there that people you could start and just go out there, teach yourself, and you do something. So here we are talking about those things. Do you work with Pulse Uganda?
Oh my God. Why did I have a feeling this was going to come up? Yes, I do. Yes, I do work with Pulse Uganda.
Did you do the interview? Did you interview Dance Mamweta on Pulse Uganda one time? On a live?
Yes, yes, I did.
I was watching that when you interviewed Dance Mamweta. And yeah, that's why I asked you. What do you do for Pulse? Oh, you know, I got an award from Pulse Uganda. And I figured I would ask you, like, are you just. And then when I saw you hosting Dance Mamweta, I was like, oh, I think she works with Pulse. What do you do for Pulse, and how are you in connection with them?
Okay, so I work at Pulse Uganda as one of their social media handlers and also a creative at Pulse, and then also a graphics designer at Pulse Uganda.
Okay.
Yes. So all of these three things, that's how I'm affiliated with them. Okay. It is literally my 9 to 5, if I would say.
Okay. Sounds good. I didn't know that, but it was just speculations. Like, it's something I was just asking myself. So I was like, if I'm gonna have her on the podcast, it's the right time to ask that question. Yeah. Last night there was a meme of the border. That made me laugh. And I was like, I need to talk about this on the podcast. It came at a perfect time where I had already scheduled a recording with you.
Yes.
But that meme of like Kevin Hart, he had Kevin Hart's picture, but like when your workmates will leave and then you wait for your border. Tell me that experience. What do you think? Like, and I'll put this meme if I still find it, because I think it was on WhatsApp. Oh no, you will send it to me because I know you still have it.
Don't worry. Uh-huh. Okay, so there's so many ways you could perceive this, right? But for me personally, we have definitely people who, you know, own cars and they're driving, right? And it's so beautiful to see them always, like, after work, they're getting back home, there's a car, 5 p.m., traffic. 6 p.m. jam, mm-hmm. You know? And then after you get on your car border, yeah? As you're there, you see and he's there in jam, and then you all make eye contact and you're like, okay, what do we say? We say hi, do we say bye? What? It's just an awkward moment.
Don't some workmates like give you a ride or a lift home? Like, Bobby Vugabo, come after guy in Yanchi, they don't take other people. Well,
no, they're good people. Let's first clear that.
Okay.
They are good people. So the things I leave in a different direction, right? Mm-hmm. They go to Tinder, I go to Mackie, right? So that's like worlds apart. they can't ride even though, yeah. You know? Yeah. That it's weird. It's so awkward.
No,
okay, what do I do?
No, that makes sense. But I don't know why. I don't know if everybody will find it as funny as I found it, but it was funny when I read it. You're a music lover. What kind of music do you like? I've watched multiple videos of you that you do and different genres. You dance to different genres. When I saw that you're a music lover, my head was like, she dances to all these genres. And do you ever dance to a song that you would not listen to? Is that a thing?
Oh, okay.
Like, let me say this. Like, would you ever dance to a song that you would not listen to on your free time, in your free time?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I would. I would, depending on so many things, right? Does the song have a good beat? Do I like the artist? What is the flow, the rhythm, what rhythm does it have for me to, you know, kind of groove into it, right? Personally, I have specific music that I listen to, specific genres that I love, but when it comes to just like dancing, I think if the music speaks to me, my body will just do its work. Yeah, if it speaks to me, my body will just do the work.
What is the genre that you like to listen to?
The genre I love listening to is definitely R&B.
Okay.
R&B and soul. Yeah, that's what I gravitate to.
That is good music right there. R&B, I'll listen to that. So for me, it's weird because my genre of music depends on the mood. So there are times like when I'm driving to work in the morning, early in 5 a.m., I'm not going to play like early a.m. is when I listen to R&B, like when I'm driving to work. But coming back from work, then I'm going to play hip hop and so like, I don't know, it's just different times. Like in the morning, you're just struggling to go to work and you kind of don't want to, but you have to. But then when you leave work, it's like excited to go home, and then you kind of just hyped up. You know, that's
No, I hear you. I'm in the morning, but the mood can seem to be, you know, you're just sitting in. You can be playing hip hop, like, hey, Mukwano, where are you from? Where are you? Like, what is the vibe? So, I get what you're trying to say. Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have playlists?
Yeah,
that's what I wanted to ask.
I do.
Yeah.
So, I have an Afrobeat playlist. I have a Ugandan playlist. I have a Christian gospel playlist. I have a reggaeton playlist. I have a, what's the genre? A pop and kind of, I separate my R&B. R&B is just, and each playlist is just a different, like, genre of music. And then I have one combined playlist, which I call my favorites. So then that has multiple songs, like different songs. That's why I will put like, so I love Hispanic music. I don't know what the heck they're saying, but I love their voice. So like I have a playlist that has any song that I don't know what they're talking about, but I love it.
I hear you. I think for me, I think I'm weird. I tried the playlist route and I never get myself into it. I met quite a few here and there, but I think I'm a shuffle girl. On my Spotify, I like so many songs. Like when I'm listening to random, you know, songs, the songs that I just like, right? So when you like, I just, in the morning when I'm going to work, I go to the liked songs and whatever plays, that's what I listen to. It could be hip hop in the morning and I'm listening to it. Yeah. I think I'm just weird like that. I don't know.
Oh, I also found myself liking non-stop music, like mixes by DJs. Like I like to listen to that because DJs pick out good songs, like a good vibe song. So when I find a good non-stop mix, that's what I'm going to listen to. And like I have a YouTube Premium where it doesn't have ads and you can play whatever, like anything, like audio. And so I use that and just watch a bunch of other DJs. And I also have like Mixcloud. Mixcloud is non-stop mixes. Like I'll go there and look for a mix of R&B mix. There's a DJ D-Money. Shout out to DJ D-Money. He mixes like Afrobeat, like a lot of that. So I listen to that too, like where it's not just a single song, but like multiple songs. So I'm a music lover. So when you mentioned that when I saw that on your profile, I was like, I need to talk some music. I love music. I say, like, besides Oxygen, I think I wouldn't live without music.
True. There's something about music.
So yeah, so we got music love out of the window. You choreographed the B2C concert in 2022.
Yes.
How was that? And how did that opportunity come up? And how did it go?
Taking me back. Wow. That was an experience. It was my first major project as like a solo, I'm going to call myself an artist, a solo dance
artist,
right?
You're an artist.
Yeah.
Olaba nanga nyizo kwete kama oba artist. Hey.
A second.
Yeah.
One time.
Yeah. Everybody who is creative is an artist. kitaddeyo abayagala okuyomba mugende mu comment section.
And we're waiting for you in the comment section. Initially, so this is the process. Initially, when they announced that the concert was going to happen, I was supposed to be a dancer, right? Someone else was supposed to choreograph. However, as God would have it, I had been praying to him and asking him, God, please, I really want to choreograph for a concert, right? And the person who was going to choreograph ended up getting another big opportunity, right? And then she was like, okay, you know what, Jordan, since you're already in the cast, whatever, why don't you become the choreographer? I was like, okay. But when I tell you it was nerve-wracking, God, I didn't know where to start from. Meanwhile, I have to confess, I didn't know the B2C music. Like, mm-hmm. I wasn't into their music like that. Yeah, I knew a few songs here and there, but then I didn't know their music like that. So it was like, okay, I'm getting myself into this place. I don't know what is going to happen, but okay, let's do this. Anyway, we get into it, and it was hectic. People seem to think that, actually, no, I'm going to say this. When people say they are a choreographer, like, how their bios, I'm like, are you really having the name of choreographer? Mm-hmm. Adding that to your bio or to your name should not be something that is added lightly, yeah. Because there's so much that goes into it. There's so much work. There's so much that you learn. There's so much patience. There's so much zeal, there's so much pressure that comes with it, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what B2C concert gave me, right? Yeah. I had to be very patient with the dancers, mm-hmm. because you're directing people who already know what they're doing, right. Directing dancers how they're supposed to move, mm-hmm. you know, and making them a unit was difficult. Correcting three artists, because you know, B2C contains three artists, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is a group of three, mm-hmm. and choreographing all three of them and making them move in this way, the way the director wanted it, it was stressful, but at the end,
mm-hmm.
it was worth it.
That's awesome.
It was worth it.
That's awesome. And B2C, and that those guys who sing sang Gutameza with Radio and Weasel, right?
Yes.
I think that's I won't say that's the one. So I mean, I might know a lot of their songs because sometimes I listen to songs, but like I forget who sang it. You know, like I used to know the song "City of Danger." Nenga simanya ni yimba "City of Danger." I like this song "Ubalo Balo." I listen to that song, but that's my hype song. If I ever come to Uganda and you invite me somewhere and you play "Balo Balo," you're gonna get a different basher. I'll be on the top of the tables.
Okay. Oh God, please do this for me.
So like, I listened to "Balo Balo," but I didn't know who sang "Balo Balo" till the other day. I wanted to shout him out on Instagram and like to actually like just put it out there. This I love this song, and then it said Mudra, and I knew Mudra sang the song. But yeah, for B2C. I know Gutameza for sure. I like that song. That's one of my favorite songs too. And, when you were talking about the choreographing the B2C concert, you touched on something actually I wanted to ask you about. Choreographing people who are already dancers. And this is what exactly you did in the Nanana project. And I had that down because the Nanana project, looking at it, you had Ewell in there. You had yourself. There was another girl, and then you had Icy Sonny, who is also a dancer.
Yes.
And, like, there's a behind the scene that you posted, and I was watching you, like, telling them, okay, on this part, we're going to go like this, and then this body goes like this. And then I'm like, how is that? Like, how the feeling when you're choreographing another person who already, like, they're already a professional dancer, they know what they're doing. How does that?
Yes.
How are you able to pull that off and do that?
Okay, so when you're choreographing dancers, as a choreographer, you know exactly, you have a goal, right? You have this project and you have a vision, you have a goal, whatever you want to call it, of how it's supposed to look like, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to mess that up,
yeah.
Right? You already, now me, I knew how I wanted to edit it. I knew how I wanted it to look. I knew how I wanted the ladies to move. Yeah, it's okay for them to, you know, add things here and there. But as a choreographer, I know exactly, mm-hmm. especially when it comes to concepts, you know exactly where you want your to go, or you want how you want your things to look like, right?
Yeah.
So have that in mind. And because they are professional, they have been doing this for a long time, they have the discipline to lead to you, if that makes sense, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So because they have the discipline, it was easy. It's easy to choreograph them, to shape them mm-hmm. the way I want to. They're like clay, literally. Mm-hmm. Dancers are like clay. But only if their discipline is, can they come out into a cup or a pot or a plate. You get what I mean, right? Yeah.
I'm by name put too.
Yeah.
I think that makes sense, because when a fellow dancer understands what you're trying to tell them, and it's going to make it better, when you have that point of understanding, not just the feeling of like, this is like this or this is like that, but once you have that understanding, that's always good. And I was assuming that's what was happening, because like when you have your concept and you wanted to pull it up, and you, from the sound of it, you knew that they can add on something, they can give you something, hey, we think this one will be better on this, and also you have to adjust with them and just, I think that's right, or like that kind of understanding. So that makes sense. But yeah, that project, so where did you get that idea to like, okay, now I want to do this dance project of the remix of that song, and it came out pretty good, and where did you get the choreograph ideas of like, yeah, this is what I want to do, and the end in the middle of the dance, was that for the song, or where did you pick that?
Okay, so let's go to the beginning. I think right now in this moment where I get my ideas from, where ideas come to me best is in office, right? When I'm at Pulse, I'm working, like I'm on my laptop and ideas keep like popping. They're like, yo, Geraldine, maybe try this. And I'm listening to a song that I love, these ideas keep popping, right? So I am listening to Nana, the remix, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm listening to it, and then I look at Icy, because I work with her, right?
Mm-hmm.
I look at Snow and I'm like, okay, when I say Snow, I mean Sonia, right? Icy, okay. Right? You guys know us. Icy, I call her Snow. I look at Snow and I'm like, Snow, I have an idea. Why don't I do something that involves me, you, Hope, and a Will? Initially, that's like the original Flickers,
mm-hmm.
right? So I wanted to bring us back together, because Icy hasn't danced in a long while. Hope, who's the other girl, hasn't danced in a long while. Why don't we just come together and make something beautiful, right? And from there, she's like, okay, what if you do this, we have a friend who has a studio the other side, why don't we do that? We go on her page and then I see what content she has, what room she's used, and I'm like, okay. So we transfer these four girls into that room, and this is how it's going to look. For the end, it wasn't the studio, it was the random things in the studio, right? I think you could see, if you've watched the behind the scenes, you can see the studio, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the N was down. That board was somewhere. I asked the owner of the studio, I was like, okay, can we borrow this and put it here? And then, because it's Nana, right? It makes sense to have that N and add spice to it. Initially, I wanted to have Baraka himself, but that didn't happen because he was on tour and stuff like that. So I'm like, the next best thing is add some spice. Instead of having it seem like a bare video, a kabulijo video, like a video, why don't we add something to it, right?
Yeah.
And yeah.
Why don't we add some cherry on top?
You know.
It's still on music. And one of the other videos that stands out a lot. And listeners, if you've not seen Jordan's dances, go to her Instagram and check out all these videos we're talking about. And you will understand what I'm talking about. Because this one, the song was Freaky Freaky. I've never even heard that song.
Freaky Freaky Freaky.
Yeah, that one. Mm-hmm. So there was this one part where you were definitely dancing on heels, and you were in heels. And like this one dance move, you go down and up. You're like on springs, but you're literally on heels. How do you get that bounce?
I like how you say that. I watched that part in particular, and I'm like, how did you do that?
Mm-hmm.
No. Let me tell you something. There are times I do a move, and I'm like, how did I do that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it shocks me also sometimes because most times as we're dancing, there are certain moves that our bodies have never done. So it's like, okay,
yeah,
I could reach that. Yeah. First off, the song is called Curious by Shansia. I hope I'm saying her name right. And the choreography is not mine. It's by my favorite choreographer. I think she stays in LA. She's Munanga White. She's called Nicole Kirkland.
Yeah.
And she's one of the people that I look up to, that I've been watching over and over and over again to, you know, get my craft right. But yeah, she did this choreography and I learned it. I taught myself. And that particular part you're talking about is a freestyle. I think it was just like a moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chakulin nyabuli jino gamba kanchi kube.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, I watched the video. I'm like, how do these people? Because I put myself in that position. Like, if it was me, nobody manga any more flip flops, even if I was in the heels. I'll find my ass down and my head down.
Even then, it's balo balo.
Hey, balo balo. Sure? Ah, balo balo, mbela kustamina, mbela kumzuri. Balabala, you can't. Balabala, it's part of the routine, part of the choreography. You just said that was part of the move. I have my dance moves too. But my dance moves, they only come out at a certain point. Like, it's seasonal. I'll put it that way. My dance moves are seasonal. Oh, wow. Let's put it this way, like, wabeda we embeda. There has to be embeda jaw witch.
Situation.
Uh-huh. There has to be like embeda, witch beda beda witch. Then there's inja. What was this? Well, like that, but I'm not any type of like professional dancer or anything, but like good times, good vibes. Take a call, balo balo. Water. Could be the dance. Is not so I gotta. What church? What dance?
Kawantu.
Kawantu.
That's a safe place. Yeah. It's a safe place. You don't embarrass yourself.
I have a signature dance move, actually. Like, all my friends like it. When we go out, there's this one move. My move takes like 3 seconds, but it's a good move. Everybody, when we go out, bunny, bunny, bunny. Dance your dance move.
It must be great if they're requesting for it.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, and dance move is good. Back to the normal, and I'm gonna try to summarize this so I don't keep you here for so long. Dancing with Dance Mameda. I mentioned Dance Mameda. She's been on the podcast here too. I love dancers. I love you guys' work. I know you put in a lot of effort to make that work look good. When it's on Instagram, when we see it, there's a lot of things that we don't see, and a lot of people are so good, as so quick to criticize, but they don't appreciate what has already been done. Like, before you criticize, put yourself in that position or look behind the scenes and see how much effort these people are putting in. Even if it's not at the level you want it to be, but at least they're putting in a lot of work to get it to where it's at the moment. So I appreciate all that and kudos to you guys. So Dancing with Dance Mueta, when was the first time you met her? And I've seen some videos you've danced with her.
Okay, when did I first meet her? I don't remember how I met Dance Mueta, but I think I knew her because of dance class. I think way back in 2018. Yeah. She used to attend the Rose, VC, and Kathy's class, my mentors. Their dance class back in the day. That's how I got to know about her. They were like, oh, there's this girl, Dance Mueta. She's the ish. Man, yeah, the girl has been doing great. Mm. Shout out to you, Dance Mueta. She's been doing great, like, since way back then. Yeah. us dancing together, though, has been, wow, it has been a long time coming. Every time that we have tried to do something, she's either busy or I'm busy or it's something. Or COVID for, like, 20 years.
20 years. Yeah.
But finally, we hosted her. When I say we, me and Brenda hosted her in our Flickers dance class. And I got the chance to at least dance with her in dance class. We haven't yet done our video together. And I look forward to, you know, when the time will come. But she's great energy and I respect her. I respect her game. She's just awesome. She is unique, I will say it.
Yeah, she's really great and she's amazing. Also, like, if you've never listened to the episode I did with Dance Mueta, you should go check it out. So when I have hosted all the dancers here, I asked them this question, like, where do you guys get the energy when you're dancing? Like, you guys use a lot of energy. And all of them are like, oh, just water. But for you, I'm going to phrase it different. Besides water, what other stuff gives you the energy to dance?
Jesus. I don't know.
Jesus Mujemu.
No, like, for real, I think it's adrenaline. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you get to dance. For one, you have to know that most artists, they have anxiety, they're very shy people, right? And they seem to be like cocoon people. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to dance, it's like that rush that just like, man, you're on the dance floor, you have to do this. Yeah. It's like blood is flowing in every body part. I don't know. You just get to your thing.
Yeah, for us, we're not dancers, so we cannot relate. But I like that you gave the answer. Like, it might have come off like jokingly, but I like you gave the answer, Jesus. Because, God gives you the energy. And that leads me to my other point that I was going to talk about. You have a tattoo on your hand, Psalms 5:12. And people, Abba Uliza, don't ask me how I knew it, but I know. But like,
oh, look, research work.
What does that verse mean to you? And a lot of people might see you guys like, you dance on secular music and all that, but like, they take out the part of like, you guys too have a heart that you know God and you love God and God is part of what you do. So what does that scripture mean to you?
So I got it in 2020 before lockdown. Yeah. For my birthday. It was a gift from Brenda. She was like, oh, I want to take it. What would you like? I said a tattoo. I'd wanted a tattoo for a very long time. But Psalms 5:12 to me at that point was, I was asking God for favor. Yeah, that was like, in that season, I was praying for favor, and God was answering. So it was like, okay, I see you, right? So that's when I had to have it tattooed on my body. Yeah, just to it's like an affirmation that he is true on his word. Yeah.
That is good. That's a good reason to. I am not against tattoos or anything. I also actually want to have a tattoo, but I want to have a tattoo that has a meaning to me, not just a matter of having a tattoo to look good and all that, but I want to have it because it's going to be permanent on your body unless you take it off. But like, and it's a reminder, like for you, it's a reminder for God's affirmation. And that's the same way I want. If I'm going to have a tattoo, it has to hold a lot of meaning for me to have it on my body. Yes. So I like that. And I was like, I'll ask about it. Mulimu abantu abachalimu Stone Age period. Those people about think about tattoos. So again, this podcast is not about attacking those people, but yeah.
So when you say it's Stone Age period,
Stone Age. Ako kan kalikao. But we're coming close to the end of this podcast. I gotta kuku mina wanna nyo. I think I've already said this. We're coming close to the end of this. Nizo choge mirundi ngetano. My nizo simari this. What are your hobbies besides dancing? What else do you like to do?
Oh God, I feel like I'm a boring person because I'm ever home. Things that I like to do. Oh, wow, I even have to think about it. That's how.
Yeah.
Anyway, I love watching movies a lot. Okay. Like, I am a movie person. I could even just put it for, I don't know, I nutrition, but movies are my thing.
Yeah.
Movies are my thing. I love listening to music a lot. Like, anytime, any day, everywhere, hobbies, that's it. What else do I like to do? Wow, I feel like I'm a boring person.
No, what you already said is it's good. Abantu basinga, they look at hobbies as like sports. If you don't play any sports, then you, but it's not, doesn't have to be sports. Like movies, music, I can do that like for that's the rest it. Of my life. Like if I could do that, I would do that. Like,
yeah,
that's a hobby. But I mean, I do a lot of things. So like from on my Instagram, like. People see like soccer. I mean, I'm a sports person, so I love soccer. I love everything, movies, music. I don't know. I'm everywhere. I just recently started. Not about when I could golf, but not. I watched golf like
rich people games.
So I gotta don't want you to attack me on the podcast. But yeah, since you're trying to attack me, this is coming on here for you too. I have a question for you. Can you swim?
Why did you have to do this to me?
Because you,
no, but for real.
You were attacking me, so I was like, I'll get that.
It's well. I'll swallow.
Mm-hmm.
No, I will say I don't know how to swim. I would, if we were drowning, man, it'd be a bad day for me. The story is, I think I know why you're asking me this. Story is, and I'll embarrass myself, I don't mind. We were in Malabo, that's in Equatorial Guinea. Yeah, we had gone for a concert, a show with Awilo, right? And we were in a different country. So we're in this hotel and we're having a good time with my girls, we're swimming, and then I'm in shallow, several in shallow where you can stand. And all of a sudden I'm drowning. I'm like, wait, what is going on? All you can do is like stand. And from that day my girls can never let it let it slide. Never.
I saw that. That was perfect. It came at the right time. I was like, yeah, I'm glad I've seen this. Yeah, this is coming. This is coming. But I thank you for giving us the behind the story. So that's good. No, I can't swim too. I can't swim. I only swim when I have a life jacket. Like, I'm not a fan of water. I can swim in a swimming pool. Like, I can swim in a swimming pool, like, from here, Pakangawali, or, like, not a long distance, but put me in the lake. Oh, my gosh, I'll scream my lungs out. No.
Now, I think black people, I know it's stereotypical, but black people and water. I think we just don't.
That is true. That is true. And it's everywhere. Like even people in America, they know. Black people are not on water. No, that doesn't mean there are not black people who swim. They're there. But if you put in percentage, super cheating. So I have three questions, final questions to wrap up the podcast. One of the questions is, what has been a life lesson that you've learned in life to this point?
Oh, wow. A life lesson. I love that. I love that. It makes you think. But I guess for me, off the top of my head, is that there's a season. Every something has a season.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to bring this out.
I think I know what you're talking about. Like, I know in Lugana, in Dozachibagamba, like, for everything or something like that.
Something like that. There's a time for everything. Yeah. There's a time for everything. When you think that, most times in my life, I've thought that, okay, my friends are ahead, or I know it may sound like I'm comparing myself to, you know, other people, but like, it's not. Yeah. The thing is, in life, it feels like so many people are going ahead of me or achieving so much, but I keep reminding myself that I'm in my moment. Like my time is coming, if that makes sense, right? Mm-hmm. Like I just have to allow myself to embrace where I'm at, mm-hmm, right now, right? And everything's going to be okay. Where I am right now is what I prayed for 2 years ago, yesterday actually, right? I prayed for this moment, and I don't think I even realized that I prayed for it, but this podcast right here, I prayed for something like this, and I'd been talking to myself and whatever, and it has come right now. Mm-hmm. So I think that is a lesson for me, that every season has its time.
Yeah, that's really good. I like that. And the reason why I came up with those questions, like, you know, you mentioned it makes you think, but it also makes me think. And every time I ask it to somebody, their answers make me think. And that is true that you say that every season has its own time. Like today, I told you, I got my citizenship today. But when I moved to America like 10 years ago, I didn't think of today. I might have prayed for a day like today, like one day I'm going to be like an American citizen. But it's not something I envisioned at that time, but I was praying for it. But it came at the time when you needed it. Like, there's a lot of things I've gone through from that time till today that actually today was the day I sat down and remembered the time, like, I've gone through, everything that I've gone through. So it's really good. And I hope our listeners, too, they get this moment. I know we do podcasts and we laugh and smile and joke and everything, but once in a while I like to pick out some stuff to just think about in your life, and they help you as a person. Other question I have. What gets you excited about life? Besides dance. Don't tell me dance.
I wasn't going to even say that. What gets me excited about life is that I'm going to be rich one day.
Yeah.
That's what gets me excited about life. Tomorrow actually gets me excited about life. The thought of having another day. I know tomorrow is not promised, but tomorrow just gets me excited. I don't know. Like, I'm waiting for what tomorrow has. What does tomorrow have? It may not be good. It may not be bad, but I'm just excited about, like, the next day, about the future. That's it.
All I have to say on that, when you become rich, tonera vida. So I'll tell you, like, I watch your podcast young. So when you become rich, you go, hey, I remember.
I'm saying it right now. I will not forget. Just have my contacts.
Hey, I'm not losing.
You lose it.
What contacts is all losing? Why do you lose it? chibelanga kwesula munyanja kwetu.
What's that again? I play golf, rich people games, you yeah. know?
The final question. This is like a signature question for me on the podcast. And I asked everybody, who would you like to see on my podcast next? And you're going to help Ooh. Me to find this person to be the next guest on my podcast. That's how you ended up here, by the way, because Brenda recommended you.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Okay. I like that. There's so many people that I would love to see here. Some I pray they accept. Mm-hmm. And I hope they actually get to do this with you. How many would you like? Let's start from there. How many people would you like me to give you?
I can ask one, but you can give me, let's say, you can give me, let's say, five, like, let's say three. We'll start with three. But like if those three say, and like before you say your people, I remind this to everybody, like on my podcast, there's a lot of people who have said no. I don't take it on my heart until Monstiger or Chikora. It's a vibe thing. Like, I like a vibe. Like, you coming on the podcast, this is what I like. I don't want to force somebody, because when I force somebody, it's not going to come out the same way it is when somebody freely wants to do it. So when somebody says no, in my heart, I'm like, yeah, this wasn't for him. Like, this is one for her. Like, I mean, I'll be sad, but like if they said no, that's fine. But there are some people who have said no with an explanation, and so they like a good explanation. Yeah. So.
Okay. So top three. I want to say Kathy Patra because, oh man, she knowingly, unknowingly, she's gotten me to where I am as a dancer, as a human being. So Kathy Patra, because she's amazing, an amazing director, an amazing human being, an amazing choreographer, and her mind is something that the world needs to get into, or she needs to share herself with people, right? Two would be H2C as a group. I don't think I have seen you interview three people.
I've not done three people at once. I can do it, but I've not done it. But I was in contact with Dietrich Sparker. Is he part of the H2C?
Yeah.
So we're actually working on scheduling that with him. We're just trying to find a time, but we've not done with the group. Actually, let me answer that. You talked about Kathy Patra, and somebody recommended her. We've had a conversation with her. That's the person I was telling you, like, she said no, but like she explained, she was like, she doesn't, she's shy. But I wanted you, I'm gonna send her this clip to her, like, because you asked for her. I think Brenda asked for her too, and I told her we had a conversation, like we talked, but she was like,
I know she's very, very shy. Yeah,
to send her this clip of you telling her how you want Helen here. Maybe we can convince her to be here, and she might end up liking it. Sometimes you don't know what you can do unless you try, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
like, but you just need to share yourself with people. I swear, Kathy Patra,
The thing too, like, I want you to be an example to other people. I was scared of interviews, like when somebody invites me for an interview, Mbeda and Titida. But the host themselves has to make you comfortable. And that's what I tell my people when I bring them on the podcast. Like, this is not, like, it's professional, but it's not something that's going to intimidate you. So I want to connect with you. Once you make that connection with somebody, that comes off, like, really good. And H2C.
H2C as a group, not individual. I think it would be interesting bouncing off from all those three energies at once. Mm-hmm. It would be great.
Yeah. I've done two people, but not three. But I would love to try three people at the same time.
Yeah. Who is number three? So number three, I want to say, I don't know if I can get her here because I'm not like that with her, like, actually at all. Mm-hmm. But I would try, right? She's called Ayoma. I hope I'm saying your name right. She is Kenyan. She's a Kenyan dancer. And she is great energy. She, if I would compare, I don't want to, I feel like sharing is the wrong word. If I could relate Flickers, there would be the Kenyan Flickers for me. She would be the Kenyan Flickers for me. So I like her energy. She's great energy, at least from what I've seen. So Ayoma could be great. Someone that you could have on the podcast.
Aungena kuatagana because mimi na nitaongea Kiswahili.
Nitawatafuta
walete hapa waongee Kiswahili. Wana Kenya. Nzemva Kenya nangi. Actually, my mom is Kenyan. So that's why I was... Mama mna Kenya. Daddy mna Uganda. Kachacha mutabani afuse mna America. Katibili ya wabiyo. Nabi.
It's good to be.
But yeah, anyway. Oh no, before we end this, Issa Sonny, we had a conversation with her. She was supposed to be on the podcast. Actually, I was thinking you're gonna mention her on there too. But I don't know, we stopped communicating. Naem Mononya. Like Mononya, I don't know, but I was about to give up.
I will talk to her, and then we shall see how to get her here.
We talked, and we got to the point of scheduling it. Nabula.
I know my sister. No, but something you should realize that Bambi, we fear. Bambi, we fear. We fear talking. When it comes to dancing, yeah. I mean, wear shoes. But like speaking is something that we are not used to comfortable.
But you did great. You did great. It was perfect. And I think the listeners too are going to enjoy this. And that's the thing. Like, it's hard to convince people that it's not going to be intimidating unless you do it. So that's the problem of getting them over the hump of being able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But once people accept,
I'll talk to her.
When people accept, you just bindekere. To fayena bingenda kubuza, just say yes. I'll do the rest.
For sure, I know you'll have fun with Icy. I was going to call her Snow. With Icy, you're going to have fun with her because she has great banter. I laugh every day at office. I have fun.
Very good.
I'll talk.
I almost say this line, but I'll still say it. I'm not a politician, but I'll pick that line. Never got manti. Bikwaso chagulanyi, singanza chagulanyi, bikwaso chagulanyi, like, bikwasenze. that one they said, bikwaso basha. But anyway, thank you very much. I've enjoyed talking to you, laughing, and this is what I envisioned when I wanted to start a podcast, just have a conversation, laugh, learn, and all that. Maybe sometime in the future, I'll have you back again. But I appreciate Gamba Paul Simbatumi. I thank them for my award. It's right here. It be more videos and guess what not. I think on that angle, they see it. So thank you. I appreciate and good work you guys are doing. To Zama man, you're a creator, nothing to be there, need to vimba. Hey, need to vimba vimba. But yeah.
Okay.
Kai.
Thank you
All right.
for having me.
See you in touch. Bye.
Hey there, this is Barney Kibuka, the host of the Ugandan Boy Talk Show. Thanks for watching and listening to my podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you share it with a friend and recommend somebody to this podcast. Don't forget to leave a feedback on this podcast because that's how we grow. And also don't forget to share, like, subscribe, and comment. Join us on our social media platforms on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. So we'd love to hear from you. Thank you very much and be blessed.